Should animals be used in sport and entertainment? The circus is a great form of family entertainment. There are jugglers, clowns, acrobats, tightrope walkers, and, in some cases, even performing animals. But should animals be in circuses? What about other forms of entertainment, such as horse racing? Animals have traditionally appeared in circuses. In ancient Rome, there were horse and chariot races and reenactments of battles that involved hundreds of horses and even elephants, not to mention the notorious fights between defenseless Christians and hungry lions. But some feel that this should stop.
Animal rights organisations are firmly against the use of animal in circuses. They argue that animals do not naturally ride bicycles, stand on their heads, balance on balls, or jump through rings of fire. And when they do, it's after months of training with whips, sticks, and even electric prods. Circus animals must also live in filthy, poorly ventilated boxcars for hours on end, sometimes for as long as 100 hours when the circus travels. It's as if you were asked to spend the rest of your life living in your bathroom, a spokesman for PETA said.
Many countries now have laws banning the use of animals in circuses. The use of animals in sport is also considered cruel. Horse racing is popular in many countries. Many see it as a fun form of entertainment, and some even claim that the animals enjoy it too. But this is often far from the truth. The New York Times reported that an average of 24 horses die every day at racetracks all over the United States, and around 10,000 are slaughtered every year when they can't run anymore. Horses are also often drugged to make them run faster. Horse racing is a multi-million pound business, with the horses themselves very far down the list of priorities. Should something be done about the use of animals in sports too?